10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he's the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an echo pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. I'm feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Halfway through a series in San Antonio, we continue on a Saturday evening in this six-game set between the AA Texas Rangers affiliate, your Frisco Rough Riders, and the AA San Diego Padres affiliate of the San Antonio Missions. Hi again, everybody, live from San Antonio and Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden, welcoming you into Game 4 of this six-game series, and welcome to July, everybody. After the Rough Riders went 12-13 in the month of June, had a chance yesterday to end the month with a winning record, but ultimately fell as San Antonio pulled out ahead early and ended up winning the ballgame. 10 runs on 12 hits, one error, with the Rough Riders scoring 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. So Frisco losing 2 in a row, but they did win Wednesday in the series opener. So a chance today to tie the series up at 2 wins apiece and even their record up at 2-2 in the second half. San Antonio, meanwhile, is 39-33. They already won the first half title, so they were in the playoffs no matter what. We'll be joined by Michael Brewer in our second segment here of the pregame show. Conversation with him earlier this week. And part two of this discussion goes back into some of his backstory, his pitches, and more on the Frisco relief pitcher out of Hillsboro, Missouri, drafted out of high school and now a Texas Rangers farmhand. So Michael Brewer, the right-hand relief pitcher, joins us when we return on the pregame show with first pitch today at 7:05. Jackson Wolf and Nick Krauth are the two starting pitchers today for the Missions and Rough Riders, respectively. Wolf with a 6-7 record and a 3.9 ERA. He is the number 16 prospect in the Padres organization. Meanwhile, Krauth gets his 10th start of the year for the Frisco Rough Riders. He has an ERA of 6.48 and a 1-4 record this season. We'll stay tuned on the pregame show. Michael Brewer is next right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back in the pregame show here in San Antonio. We're joined by Michael Brewer here on the pregame show, a relief pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders who got called up from Hickory earlier this season, and chatted with Michael recently. This is part two of the conversation. We begin the discussion, or continue it here, asking about some of the pitches that Michael throws. He's adjusted some of his pitches this season, started out with a fastball and slider, and kind of tinkered with a splitter. He's mostly throwing a new pitch. He'll talk about that here. So here's Michael Brewer talking about his pitch arsenal.
So recently we've been working on a new slider. So the old one I threw was more of like a hard and didn't really move much. But the more recent one, we call it a sweeper. And it's a work in progress, but some are better than others, obviously. And so hopefully we can get that one figured out. Because I think once I have that down to like where I can command it, it's gonna be game over.
Okay. So is the splitter still in the works, kind of on the back burner for now?
I think it's kind of on the back burner for now. But, I mean, it's still a great pitch. I surprisingly enough threw it for a strike when I threw it, which I expected it to be kind of like a strikeout pitch instead of a strike pitch. And so, I mean, I think it's going to be work on later on down the road.
Michael Brewer joining us. A couple last questions here from San Antonio. Now that you've been with the Frisco Rough Riders for a few weeks now, what's the vibe like in the clubhouse? What do you think of Carlos Cardoza and the coaching staff? What do you enjoy most about the players and the coaches you get to work with?
I mean, honestly, I feel like everybody's kind of we're just boys. Everybody just relates to one another, and we all get along. And all the coaches, I mean, they're good to us. They're great. Yeah. And I couldn't ask for a better crew. And I love to be here.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who do you think is the funniest teammate that you have? There's some good options here. Can you pick you can throw a couple. You can throw multiple names out there. Who's some of the funniest players in the team?
Oh, man. Funniest. Oh, Speed's just left.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a couple people that are gone, but the funniest on the team. That's a tough question. Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Krauth's pretty funny. I mean, everybody just has their certain moments. It's just, they just say certain stuff. Mignone's a lot funnier than you would think. He just throws random stuff out. Same with Mejia. He just loves just chirping out little things. And you're like, what? Did you say that? And, I mean, they're pretty funny. But I got to say, everybody just has their moments. Somebody just might say something pretty dumb in the bullpen. You're like, that did not just come out of your mouth.
Udris and Juan, both are quiet, but they can be funny. Oh. Where do you consider yourself? You're in the quieter side in the bullpen during the third, fourth inning, or are you cracking some jokes out there?
I'd definitely say I'm cracking some jokes, but if I'm hot that day, I'm a little more locked in. And but if I'm not hot that day, I'll probably be talking your ear off the whole game.
Good. I like that. I
hope you enjoy the rest of the time in San Antonio, Michael. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. There's Michael Brewer on the pregame show. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Well, we're excited for some baseball. Hope you are too. Just a couple minutes away from first pitch in San Antonio. 7:05 slated for begin this game four of a six-game set between the Missions and the Frisco Rough Riders. Here are the starting lineups for both teams. Luke Montz is the skipper for San Antonio, and leading off for the Missions today is the catcher, Michael De La Cruz. Leads off today for San Antonio. Batting second and the first baseman is Cole Cummings. Hitting third and playing third, Juan Fernandez hitting .319 to lead the squad for San Antonio. Pedro Castellanos is the cleanup man and the left fielder hitting .232. Hitting fifth and the shortstop is Ray Patrick Ditter. Then it's Brandon Valenzuela, the designated hitter, and he checks in as the six-hole batter for San Antonio. Justin Farmer follows in the lineup and plays center field. Then batting eighth is Jake Perez. He plays right field. And then the nine-hole hitter is Kervin Pichardo with a whopping six RBIs yesterday on two hits. So he had three hits, but the six RBIs came from just two of them, a three RBI double and a three-run home run, not to mention a no RBI single as well in the ballgame. He plays second base today for San Antonio. Again, they've got Jackson Wolf on the mound, Nick Krauth for the Frisco Rough Riders. Here's the squad that will try to give some run support for Krauth today for Frisco. Thomas Ajayi is at the top of the lineup today for the Rough Riders. He plays second base, having knocked seven home runs in the month of June, although he finally did snap a 17-game on-base streak yesterday, going 0-for-4. Batting second and playing shortstop is Luis Angel Acuna. Batting third and the center fielder, Evan Carter, with a great little streak here. Five games in a row with multiple hits. The cleanup man on the right fielder, Kellen Strong, gets his first playing time in the series. Nick Tanelu, that's fifth, and is the first baseman tonight for Frisco. Trevor Hover follows him in the lineup and plays left field today on a 10-game hit streak. Then batting seventh is the backstop, Scott Capers, and the battery mate of Nick Krauth. Liam Hicks follows him in the lineup. The pair of catchers go back-to-back. Hicksy is DHing today, so Liam Hicks batting eighth, and Jax Biggers bats ninth and plays the hot corner, hitting .210 this season, and so Jax Biggers is the final one. Again, Sajacy, Acuna, Carter, Strom, Tanelu, Hover, Capers, Hicks, and Biggers today for the Frisco Rough Riders. In this fourth game of the series, San Antonio taking a 2-1 lead in the series yesterday, with a 10-3 victory here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Rough Riders once again stymied a bit with runners in scoring position after going 2-for-10 a couple days ago and then 2-for-9 yesterday with runners in scoring position. Evan Carter did come through a couple times. He had a pair of two-out RBI situations with runners in scoring position. He had all of Frisco's RBIs yesterday, a two-run double, and then a one RBI single as well. So Evan Carter with a pair of base hits, but there were no other runs scored besides his couple base hits and the 10-3 loss. And not as many extra base hits either for the Frisco Rough Riders. And the one win Frisco has had this series on Wednesday. The Rough Riders racked up 5 doubles in the ballgame, but then just 1 double on Thursday, 1 double on Friday, both of which were in losses. And so Frisco trying to get some balls into the gap and barrel up some pitches today. It'll be tough against Jackson Wolf, one of the better prospects in the Missions team and in the Padres organization. Number 16 prospect in the org. He's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup guy. 6'7" in terms of his height, and he's 6'7" in terms of his record on the season for the 24-year-old out of West Virginia University. Well, San Antonio takes the field. They're wearing their white uniforms with the navy blue ball caps today. Frisco in the navy blue ball caps, red uniforms, and gray pants. We'll step aside and come back for first pitch on the other side of this break. Zach Bigley has the call for Game 4 when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco.
For the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On this gorgeous Saturday night in San Antonio, Texas, we not only welcome you into the Wolf, we welcome you into July. The Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions ready for Game 4 of the 6-game series. Hi, everybody, and from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. It is a wonderful night for baseball. 99 degrees with a feels like of 104, a little on the toasty side, but nonetheless we are set for game number four of this series with San Antonio leading 2-1. Thomas Ajacian from the right side, Jackson Wolf back into his wide, and the first pitch of the game is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch time, it's 7:06 in the p.m. in San Antonio, Texas. Wolf back into his windup once again, and the left-hander kicks in the 0-1 pitch. It's off the plate away, and it's one ball and one strike. So the Rough Riders going with Thomas Ajacy, Luis Angel Acuna, and Evan Carter in their top third of the order tonight. Wolf peels back in the 1-1. Swinging a cue shot ground ball, foul up the first base side towards the Rough Riders dugout, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Frisco second baseman. Against Jackson Wolf, who is making his third start this season against the Rough Riders, they've been two very opposite starts. He wheels back and delivers. It's high off the outside corner. We're even at two balls and two strikes on the count to Thomas Ajacy. In his first start against Frisco, Wolf went just 1 2/3 innings, allowing four runs here in this building. The 2-2. Eye of the zone, it's three balls and two strikes now on Sajacy. But in his most recent start against the Rough Riders, he struck out 8 in 6 shutout innings in Frisco. He wheels and delivers home, swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball for strike three. One away, Sajacy down on strikes, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Jackson Wolf, 6'7", 205 pounds. He's a string bean out there, 24 years old. Acuna in from the right side in the first pitch. A strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Gahanna, Ohio native, a former fourth-round pick of the Padres back in 2021 out of West Virginia. The 0-1. Top of the zone, a called strike with another fastball, and it's 0-2. Acuna, 5-for-14 in the series. He scored three runs and knocked in a run as well. Wolf back into his windup and the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Perez chasing after it at the warning track, looking up. It's gone! Acuna sends his sixth home run of the season out of the ballpark down the right field line, and he gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead in the first. It was a fly ball down the right field side that just kept carrying and carrying and just snuck out of here over the wall. It's 340 feet down the right side, and Acuna takes advantage for his sixth home run of the season on an 0-2 pitch. Evan Carter stands in now, and the pitch home. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield. The first baseman Cummings gives ground. He fields, throws to Wolf, covering, and it's in time to just beat Carter by half a step. And he's the second out of the inning. An athletic play on both sides by Cummings at first base and then by Wolf to try to get over there and beat Carter, who is flying down the line. Two outs, one in. It's Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage on a home run from Luis Angel Acuna. They shade Strom to the opposite field in the outfield, to pole in the infield. And Wolf winds back and offers. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outer edge, and it's 0-1. For Wolf, that's his 10th home run that he's allowed this year. All of them have been to right-handed batters. The left-hander peels in the 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders taking advantage. It's their first home run of the series, and we play here in game four. 1-1 toss to Strom. Breaking ball, fouled back up this way off to our right. And it's one ball and two strikes on the right fielder. Frisco leading 1-0 in the first. The Rough Riders, their 9 runs this series, the fewest scored this week by anyone in the Texas League. The 1-2 is swinging a soft grounder to third. Hernandez swallows it up and fires on to first in time to retire Strom and retire the side as well in the first inning. One run across on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. A solo home run for Luis Angel Acuña, and it's 1-0 Frisco. The bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 on a solo home run from Luis Angel Acuña. Michael De La Cruz, Cole Cummings, Juan Fernandez, the 3-2 up against Nick Crowth, the right-hander for the Rough Riders, making the start. He winds back and delivers home. It's on the inside corner for a strike on a cut fastball, and it's 0-1 on De La Cruz, the catcher. Not only starting in the leadoff spot for the first time today, but his entire career, the 0-1. He bunts it back to the hill. Crowth off. Fields flicks it onto first, sidearm, and gets De La Cruz, the catcher, for the first down. A 1-3 put out on a bunt, and Cole Cummings stands in. Rough Riders leading 1-0 at the bottom of the first. De La Cruz, the catcher, playing in his 470th career minor league game tonight, and it's his first time starting the leadoff spot. Cole Cummings out of UCSB in from the left side of the pitch. He swings, flicks it foul left side, and it's 0-1. San Antonio coming off a 10-3 win last night. They won 3-2 the previous night, and they have a 2-1 series advantage over the Rough Riders entering today's game. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So the Rough Riders turn to Nick Crowth to try and be the plug, the stopper to this mini two-game skid. He winds back in the 1-1. A line drive to left center field. That's down, and it gets into the alley. Carter cuts it off from center, sets his feet, fires back in, and does a good job to hold Cole Cummings to a single. One out for Juan Fernandez. Nick Crowth, 6'3", 170 pounds. The right-hander is 23 years old out of Concord, California. Former non-drafted free agent, signed in 2020 after the minimal five-round draft by the Rangers. He's pitched at one level every single season. The pitch. Slider away, and it's 1-0. With a runner aboard and one out, 1-0 Riders in the home half of the first. Crowth has a bunch of different fastballs that he uses. Four-seam, sinker. He'll mix a cutter in there as well. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate off Capers, the catcher, and it's 1-1. He also mixes in a curveball, slider, and changeup. Saw a lot of four-seam fastballs from Crowth in his last start. Six strikeouts, a new season high for him against Springfield, and just four innings his last time out. He's ready from the stretch, brings in the 1-1. Swing and a foul off Capers' glove, and it's 1-2 on Fernandez now, who's fourth, make it third in the league, beg your pardon, in batting average, hitting .319 on the season. Fernandez 7-for-12 so far in this series. Crowth Crowth ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 1-2. Hernandez flicks it foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes here in the first inning. Defense behind Crowth is Trevor Hover in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Jax Biggers mans third. It's Acuna at shortstop, and Thomas Ajayi, the second baseman, the double play combo. Nick Tanelu at first, and Capers catches. The 1-2. Breaking ball fouled off. Capers behind home. Second one, he's caught. Catching strays out here as he limps his way back behind home and continues to limp back into the catcher's box behind the plate. Fernandez has certainly been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this series. He's scored three times and driven in a run. Crowth ready from the stretch, and he fires over to first, chasing Cummings back in, who gets in safely. He has yet to attempt a stolen base in 26 games here at the AA level. Ray Patchen has balls and strikes behind the plate. Casey James, our first base umpire. Clay Williams at third. The 1-2, swinging a soft roller to short. Acuna charges. It's Biggers who picks at third and fires across to first base. His only play for the second out of the inning. Cummings down to second. That ball was hit too softly for Biggers to try and make a play on it. To second base. His only play once he made the glove was to throw on to first, and Pedro Castellanos is the batter. Castellanos, right-handed hitter. Crowth, the righty, ready from the stretch. He pitches. Just misses low of the zone with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Castellanos is 0 for 8 in the series, and with all due respect to Pedro, that's nothing new head-to-head against the Rough Riders. He has done well against everyone else, just not against Frisco, the pitch. He slashes it foul back into the screen, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning. Entering into this game, Castellanos against the Rough Riders is just hitting 0-64. He's 3 for 47 against Frisco this year. The 1-1. Breaking ball popped up. Right side, foul ground. Tanelu giving it a look to the warning track, and it's out of play into the first row of seats. He was heading right for the Frisco bullpen, which is on the field in foul territory down the right side. And a bunch of bullpen members for the Rough Riders vacated that area immediately. Grant Wolfram played protector of Nick Tanelu right in the front row, making sure he wasn't going to go barreling into the seats. It's 1-2 on Castellanos after the foul ball. Crowth ready from the stretch, trying to pitch through a scoreless inning. He delivers. Breaking ball tapped in the ground, just foul behind home. And it's one ball and two strikes still on Castellanos. The Missions in their home white uniform, tops and bottoms today with gray blue ball caps. On the other side, the Rough Riders in their navy 4th of July themed ball caps. And red tops, gray bottoms. Krauss 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider off the outside corner for strike three. And Nick Crowth picks up the strikeout to retire the side. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders leading the Missions 1-0. Jackson Wolf back out on the hill. Nick Tanelu will lead things off for the Rough Riders, to be followed by Trevor Hover and Scott Capers. It's 5-6-7 for Frisco. Happy you're with us on this Saturday evening. Start of July. Kind of crazy we're already to this point. Beside Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley. Jackson Wolf has his sign. He winds back and offers in the first pitch. Tanny watches it on the outside corner. A fastball for a strike of the knees, and it's 0-1. Wolf surrendering a solo home run to Luis Angel Acuna in the first inning. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball off the end of the bat out to short. Ray Patrick Ditter swallows it up and throws out Tanelu. One away. Trevor Hover, the batter, riding a 10-game hitting streak coming into this game. Over this 10-game hitting streak, Hover hitting .371. Left on left. Wolf wheels back and fires. Breaker on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. The home run he allowed to Acuna on an 0-2 pitch. Right-handed batter, the 0-1. Hover swings and misses, and he's down 0-2 on another breaking ball. Now, all 10 home runs that Wolf has allowed this season have been by right-handed batters, and lefties hit a little bit better average-wise against him as opposed to right-handed batters, but more power from righties. The 0-2 misses away with a third consecutive breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. He has been able to use this ballpark to his advantage over the course of the season. He rocks back into his wind, the 1-2. Breaking ball again, inside this time. It's 2-2. This is a very pitcher-friendly park at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, and because of that, he is a very big fly ball pitcher, and he hasn't allowed many homers here. The 2-2 is a hit off the fist into left field. That's down for a base hit, and Trevor Hover is hit consecutively in 11 games in a row. A solid single into left field, going the opposite way, as he's done all season long with a lot of consistency and authority. Hover top 10 in the league in opposite field percentage, and now he's at first base. He takes his lead off of first for Scott Capers at the plate, and the initial pitch. Capers swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-1.
We're talking with Trevor Hover about going opposite way a lot. He was talking about just how much he realizes pitchers know he could hit the inside ball to the pull side, so he'll take pitches in the outside part of the plate and has gotten better at protecting, sending it the other way.
Wolf readies and fires. Capers swings and belts it out to left field. Castellanos ranging back on it into a back pedal, and he's there just shy of the warning track to make the catch. Hover tags and moves to second base, and he's out. It's a double play to end the inning, and Castellanos in his first start of the outfield of the season has an outfield assist and a laser beam strike from left into second base. So a double play ends the top of the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the second inning next. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning in San Antonio, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Missions doing battle for game four of the series. Ray Patrick Ditter at the plate, and the first pitch hums inside. It's one ball and no strikes on the shortstop. Nick Crouth, a strikeout in a scoreless inning in the first to begin the game in the 1-0. It's fouled back. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders getting a solo home run from Luis Angel Acuna in the first inning, providing their lone offense so far today. Crouth nods yes to the sign, tips the glove over his cap, and the pitch is lined back up the middle right to Thomas Sejasi at second base. He was playing up the middle. He took two steps to his right, made the catch right behind the second base bag, and there's one away. Sejasi positioned perfectly. Ditter made one step towards first base and then just stopped, seeing where Sejasi was playing. Now it's Brandon Valenzuela, the DH. First pitch, inside edge, a strike. Cut fastball from Crouth, and it's 0-1. They played a pull for the left-handed batter on the infield and in the outfield. The pitch, high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. There is a huge gap in left center. Trevor Hover, the left fielder, playing more towards the line than in the alley. The 1-1 pitch. Off the outside edge, and it's two balls and one strike. And if Valenzuela were to put it there, he could possibly have an easy triple. Crouth rocks and delivers home. In the air, foul left side. It's 2-2. Crouth making his third career appearance against the San Antonio Missions. 8 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs, all earned on 6 hits. He winds back the 2-2. Ground ball foul right side into the Rough Riders bullpen area. It hit Tristan Pauly in the shin. Ouch. Udris Manin was there with a glove. He's supposed to be protecting everyone. He didn't. And it's two balls and two strikes still on Valenzuela. The pitch home. Ground ball foul at the plate. Still 2-2. One out, base is clear. 1-0 Riders. Overall this season, 1-0 with 5.19 ERA against the Missions. That high earned run average has to do with his one start at home against San Antonio on June 2nd, allowing 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Pitched really well his last time here in this ballpark, 5 shutout innings. Seems to earn the victory in that game. He delivers home, fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Justin Farmer, who's on deck, is not anywhere near the on-deck circle. He's almost behind home plate on the warning track. Seems a little precarious. The 2-2. Off the outside corner, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. This will be the ninth pitch upcoming to Valenzuela. Not too many pitches for Crouth in the first inning. He misses high and away here for ball four. Justin Farmer up with a runner aboard in the first. Sixteen pitches in that first inning for Nick Crouth. Justin Farmer playing in his third game in this series. He's 1-for-7. Right-handed batter against the righty, Nick Crowth, who readies from the stretch. And he kicks and fires. A bunch of them. Pulls it back, takes a strike on a curveball on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Crowth has been very good through the first two innings of his appearances this year. It's usually that third inning that causes some trouble. The pitch is low and away, and it's 1-1. In the first and second inning this year, just 3 combined runs allowed. In the third and fourth, 24 combined runs allowed. That's a huge difference. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air to right field and shallow. Strom coming in now into a back pedal, and he's there to make the grab. A bit of a banana route in and then out, like a plantain.
Yeah, it was like a plantain. Way to describe that. He was a wide receiver. Kellen Strom was in high school, so he's done some different, route running, wide receiver wants and whys.
2 outs in the second.
He's run a few sluggo routes in his day.
Okay. Jake Perez stands in from the right side. First pitch, Crowth puts a breaking ball in there and another fly ball to right field. Strom back on it this time, shy of the warning track. He makes the catch on a much cleaner route this time. And it's the final out of the second inning.
A fly route.
There you go. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. You'll hear the voice of Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks will lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders in the top half of the third inning here in San Antonio. Jackson Wolf back to the mound. The Rough Riders lead at 1-0 over the Missions. Hicks, Jax Biggers, Thomas Sejasi, the scheduled batters against the lefty Jackson Wolf. Into his wind in the first pitch is outside and a bit low, ball one. From the lanky left-hander Jackson Wolf. An ERA under 4 this season for Wolf. Has allowed a home run today to Luis Angel Acuna, the only score. 1-0 pitch is at the knees. Evens the count of 1-1. Wolf is 6'7", but not overpowering stuff. His fastball, high 80s, low 90s typically. The 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball that slides off the plate in ball two. 2 balls and a strike to Liam Hicks. The breaking ball stuff. He has a curveball and a slider, as well as the fastball and change. It'll go to a lot. The 2-1 offering from Wolf is swung on, a ground ball foul into the Frisco dugout on the third base side. Even though Wolf has that big frame at 6'7", he does not throw over the top, which would create larger tilt. If you're throwing from a really high angle and you got the height, you're coming down on that ball a lot. 2-2 pitch. It swung on and missed. He gets Hicks to swing over a slider. And strike three swinging. So one away. Jax Biggers is next with the bases empty. 1-0 Rough Riders in the third. You see a lot of those tall pitchers Cutcliffe throwing an over-top delivery, and then every batter is seeing that ball coming a downward tilt that they don't normally see. It's just different. And every pitcher who's just avoiding commonality has an advantage just by being different. First pitch to Biggers is low, ball one. Doesn't throw over the top, but he's really going all in on the breaking ball stuff. Is the lower arm slot delivery, and uses the slider to come across the body, spin away from a left-handed hitter like Jax Biggers. 1-0 to Jax, who swung on a hard hit line drive to right center. Farmer running back, the center fielder gets there in time and steals away a base hit from Jax Biggers, who's been robbed twice this series by the center fielder. It was Daniel Johnson yesterday sprinting into the left center gap to rob Biggers, and this time it's Farmer in the right center alley, and Jax Biggers is now 1-for-9 on the series. Does have a double, but 0-for-1 today. Now it's the top of the order. Thomas Sijesi is the batter. 2 outs, the base is empty. 1-0 Rough Riders. The pitch to him is a backdoor slider. Does not find the outside edge. And ball one to the right-hand hitter, Thomas Sijesi. Struck out in the first inning. The 1-0 to Thomas. Another backdoor slider again. It doesn't find the corner of the zone. And it's 2-0 to Sijesi. What a great month of June that Thomas had that just closed out yesterday. We're on to the 1st of July. A 2-0 pitch. It is just off the outside again. Three straight pitches from Jackson Wolf aiming towards that corner and missed it all three times. 31 hits for Thomas Sijesi in June. In 25 games played. Most importantly, 7 home runs. 3-0 pitch to Sijesi taking. It is low. And a 4-pitch walk to Sijesi. He's aboard with 2 outs. Brings up the home run hitter, Luis Angel Acuna, who is the only player with an RBI or a run scored today. He collected both in the same moment when he homered to right field back in the first inning. It's a 1-0 ball game thanks to that homer. Frisco leading in the third inning. First pitch to Acuna, actually a throw back to first, and Sijesi, a bit of a late dive into the bag, but Cummings didn't even tag him. The throw was on his glove side, so Sijesi safe at first. Middle infield pinching towards what would be double play combo if there weren't 2 outs. They are playing up the middle. Actual first pitch is outside, and ball one to Acuna, 1-0. Really great to see Sijesi's home run numbers as well. Now you got a guy who has been hitting a lot of homers. Sijesi followed in the lineup by Acuna, who has a home run today. 1-0 offering to Luis Angel. Breaking ball, big cut, didn't get it. Swinging over the slider. And it's 1-1 to Acuna. And Sijesi, who did not hit a home run in April, then hit 3 in May and 7 in June. 0, 3, and 7 in terms of home runs each month. What's he going to do in July? We'll see. 1-1, Acuna another cut, this time late on the fastball, strike 2. One ball and two strikes. So JC's batting average dipped a little bit from May to June, but that's okay. After all, hitting 347 is tough to match. He hit 310 in June after 347 in May. That's both just fine for Thomas Sijesi. A 1-2 pitch, a backdoor slider, misses again. Two balls and two strikes from Wolf, who's been unable to catch that outside corner with a slider this inning. And even though Sijesi had slightly lower batting average in June, his slugging percentage skyrocketed 100 points because of those home runs. 2 outs, 2-2 the count to Acuna. He swings a ground ball right at the first baseman Cummings, snares it in front of his face on one bounce and steps on the bag. And that's the inning. Had to protect his own chin on that screamer that bounced into his glove. One walk, no hits, one left on, and no runs for the Rough Riders. Halfway through the third inning, leading 1-0 over the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the third inning in San Antonio, Nick Crowell from the Rough Riders defense out on the field at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, where we will play two more games following tonight. The Rough Riders trying to tie this series up today at 2-2 apiece. It's a 1-0 Frisco lead on the road. And Nick Krause in the bottom of the third will face Kirby Pichardo, and then the top of the order for San Antonio. Six RBIs yesterday for Pichardo, batting in the 9-hole today. As a reward for his six RBIs, he got bumped down, or stays in the 9-hole. Slider on the first pitch is in there for a strike. A three-run home run off of Jack Leiter in the second inning yesterday. Then singled off the back of Jack Leiter. The 0-1 is just missing the top part of the zone, 1-1. And then a bases-clearing double for three RBIs. So he went 3-for-4 with six ribbies yesterday. A 1-1 pitch, a late swing from Pichardo. Strike two from Nick Krauth, getting the fastball by him. And 1-2 the count from Nick Krauth to the leadoff man. Shadows covering the infield now and part of the outfield. 1-2 breaking ball, foul back. Just a smidgen of the right side of the infield, still on the sun. Nice catch by a fan of the souvenir. And most of left field, part of it in the sun, but all of right field, or in the shadow part of right field in the sun. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Pichardo checked his swing. It was up and in. He did hold back. And now a 2-2 count from Nick Crown. It's the 10th game played for Pichardo at the AA level now. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses a slider down in the dirt. Scott Capers runs over to him to tag him out. He was running towards the dugout away from first base. And Capers tags him to make sure. A leadoff strikeout for Nick Krauth, and there's one down. That is the second strikeout of the evening so far for Nick. It's a one walk so far and one hit. Michael De La Cruz is next. 1-0 Frisco. In the home half of the third inning. Hitting from the left side. Krauth winds and comes home with a biting pitch underneath the zone and ball one. That could set up to be a good day for Nick Krauth. He's a right-handed pitcher. There's only one left-handed batter in this lineup for San Antonio. The 1-0 hits the outside on a breaking ball. 1-1 the count. Now there's also two switch hitters. But still, six right-handed batters in the lineup for the Missions. A 1-1 pitch, and it's been high. Two balls and a strike. It's also worth noting that one of the two switch hitters significantly hits better against left-handed batters, so it's almost like he's a right-hand hitter in terms of his splits. The 2-1 pitch, a slider down and in. Two balls, two strikes, with one out, nobody on. And then, ironically, the one left-handed batter, Cole Cummings, who's on deck, actually hits left-handed pitchers better. So, for the most part, this entire San Antonio lineup hits left-hand pitchers better. The 3-1 offering is hit on the ground. Hard hit grounder snared by Sejacy at second. Throws from his wallet. Gets him out. Thomas Sejacy laying on his back. Throws to first in time and puts away De La Cruz. What a play for Sejacy to dive to his right. Turn around while seated. And then throw to first accurately. And put away De La Cruz. There's two down in the third inning. Great play for Thomas Sejacy. First pitch to Cole Cummings is a breaking ball low on a curve. It's 1-0. So Sejacy, who is playing towards the first base side, had to run up the middle for it, take a couple steps and leap out. Great play. The 1-0 pitch catches the inside to even the count at 1-1. So two outs, Frisco leading 1-0 in the third inning. And Krauth readies for the 1-1 offering. And a gets down and in ball two. This is the one true lefty in the lineup for San Antonio, not to mention the two switch hitters. De La Cruz is a switch hitter, but hits lefties better, so the only guy is Valenzuela, who hits righties significantly better. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And Nick Krauth evens it at two balls and two strikes. Valenzuela batting sixth. He did draw the one walk today for San Antonio. Cummings has the only hit for the Missions today, a single back in the first inning. He did not score. The 2-2 offering from Nick Krauth, off speed by the chin of Cole Cummings. And ball three. Frisco scoring back in the first inning. No one scored since. 1-0 the score. Here's the payoff from Krauth. It's inside. It may have even hit the foot of Cole Cummings on a breaking ball. It did look like it clipped his shoe. And on a 3-2 pitch, it'll technically go down as a hit by pitch. And Cole Cummings reaches with two outs. Juan Fernandez the batter, with the Rough Riders leading 1-0 in the third inning. Third baseman steps in with a good series so far. 4-for-8 coming into today. He did ground out to third base. Back in the first inning. Right-hand hitter. Infield shifts to his pull side. The first offering from Nick Krauth. A swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 from Krauth. So Biggers, Acuna, and Sajacy kind of squeeze towards the left side of the infield. Sajacy has to stay on the right side of second base, being the second baseman. The 0-1 offering swung on and fouled behind the netting over the screen behind home. And strike two on Juan Fernandez. 7:05 today, the start, the last one of that accord. We'll play at 6:05 tomorrow and 6:05 on Monday to close out the series. 0-2 the count from Krauth with two down. Here's the offering. A slider popped up into shallow right field. Strom has to sprint in, but he will stop. Makes a little bunny hop and makes the catch. And the inning is over. No hits, one left on. No runs for San Antonio in the third inning. And we'll make our way to the fourth after this break. The Frisco ahead 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further. A lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter leads off for the Frisco Rough Riders in the fourth inning here in San Antonio through three frames from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Rough Riders with one run on two hits, no errors, and the host San Antonio Missions with no runs on one hit and no errors. The Pride of Elizabethton, Tennessee climbs in to face Jackson Wolf. And the southpaw offers in. His first pitch taken, a slider for a strike. Well, Evan Carter's been hot hitting lately. Five straight games with multiple hits. He is 0-for-1 today. The 0-1 pitch is low and outside, dribbles away from De La Cruz. Hitting 309, he's now taken the team lead as that spot has been handed off from player to player. At times, JC has been leading the team in batting average. It's been Acuna at times. Now it's Carter's turn. 1-1 pitch is taken right over the plate on a breaking ball 1-2. The Carter second in the league and on base percentage at .423. Sweeter than Pomplamoose, just how much he's been getting on base. And hitting really well. The 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter is just off the outside. Another slider and ball two as Jackson Wolf goes back to the slider time and time again. Mixing edges with it, but even to count it 2-2 to the leadoff man. He winds and comes home. A fastball hit foul right towards the Frisco dugout. Kicks off the screen in the dugout and goes into the stands. Still a 2-2 count to Evan Carter with Kellen Strom on deck and Nick Tanelu to follow. The whole playing surface under the shadows now in San Antonio. The 2-2 offering swung on and lifted into left field. Castellanos running in. He slides, makes a basket catch, and holds on to it coming in feet first. And puts away Evan Carter, two down or one down. Nice play by Castellanos, who has not been used to playing left field, but he has made two putouts now on two chances, one on a sliding catch and the other leading to a double play, making an outfield assist. So it's been an active day for Pedro Castellanos in left. Now it's the right fielder, Kellen Strom, to the plate, hitting from the right side. The first pitch takes on the outer half and strike one.
Not only that, but he looks pretty comfortable out there. It's his 141st game in the outfield.
Castellanos makes a couple plays. The 0-1 to Strom, and it is on the outside corner. Gets the call to Strom's dismay. Strike two.
You can think about that and look at, you know, specific stats. Some maybe think you're being a bit persnickety with that. But at the same time, he's looked pretty good, and overall his stats have been pretty favorable outside of his range out there in left field.
The 0-2 pitch is outside, ball one. I would never say you're persnickety.
Never?
Never would I say that about you. Not once.
Would you drink Pomplamoose LaCroix?
No, I don't like LaCroix. The 1-2 pitch from Kellen Strom, or 2 Kellen, is outside, 2-2. Are you a LaCroix guy?
I can get down with the LaCroix every now and again.
I feel sorry for you. I don't mean to hate. I mean, to each their own. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my thing.
You just don't like carbonation.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Two balls, two strikes to Kellen Strom. He takes a swing, a ground ball toward short, right at Ditter, and the shortstop throws to first accurately. Two down for the Rough Riders, still leading 1-0 in the fourth inning. Nick Tanelu is up with the bases empty.
So I feel sorry for you.
We can both feel sorry for each other. That's okay. Well, Frisco looking forward to being back home. 4th of July, the next home game. It's only 3 days away, celebrating independence. On Tuesday against Midland, that series beginning. First pitch to Nick Tanelu is outside, ball one. That series runs through July 9th, then the All-Star break follows. 4 days off for the Rough Riders. They'll come back the day before the Amarillo series on the road. The 1-0 pitch, Tanelu takes a late hack, misses it 1-1. The only other three-game series this year, only one remaining on the schedule, is that Amarillo one following the All-Star break, middle of July. And then the Rough Riders host San Antonio, rematch of this series starting July 18th. That's the last home games until August. 1-1, Tanelu swings and pops it up into shallow right center field. Perez coming in, the right fielder on the run, now slides in late. He hangs on and makes the catch. The inning is over. Two sliding catches by San Antonio outfielders this inning, and a 1-2-3 frame for Jackson Wolf. We are halfway through the fourth inning. 1-0 Rough Riders in San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Big crowd back to the hill for the Rough Riders facing the middle of the San Antonio order. Bottom half of the fourth inning from Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Good game so far for Frisco, albeit a small lead. 1-0 the advantage. First pitch to Castellanos, a high chopper to the left side of the infield. Acuna fields by the dirt, throws to first in time, and puts away Castellanos. Right on the second bounce, a little short hop. Acuna leaned down, put the glove right on the dirt, and snagged it. And throws across. Castellanos is out on the first pitch. And he is now 0-10 on the series. Ray Patrick Ditter is next. Base is empty, one away in the fourth inning. Frisco up 1-0. First pitch is swung on, a bouncer left side of the infield again, but foul. And Luke Montz jogs after it from the third base coaching box into shallow left field. Ray Patrick Ditter had a great month of June, had 5 home runs this year, all in the same month in June, and now on to July 1st. He's 0-1 this month, the hard liner to second base. The 0-1 pitch just misses the outer corner. 1-1 the count to Ray Patrick Elijah Khalil Ditter. It's a mouthful for you. It's a good name. A 1-1 offering and a bouncer foul on the left side again for the native of Aruba. Right-hand hitter playing short tonight for San Antonio, hitting 220 on the season. Outfield twisted just a bit to the left. The 1-2 offering is swung on and hit to right field and well hit. Strom turns and sprints back to the warning track to the wall, and that ball's out. Ray Patrick Ditter starts out July like he was hitting in June, his 6th homer of the year, and he ties the ball game up on one swing. It's 1-1. On a 2-strike pitch, Ray Patrick Ditter, solo home run to right field.
How about both home runs? Right-handed hitters going to the opposite way here in this ballpark where you don't see many homers at all. If you do see them, you usually do see them, though, out to right field, because even though it's 3-10 down the left field line, it really jets out quickly and becomes pretty deep.
First pitch now to Cummings is rocketed into the fourth row of the stands, and the onlookers dive away from it. Everybody seems to be okay. Valenzuela, pardon me, the batter. And that one, he's off the line a bit. The 0-1 pitch, a pop-up on the left side of the infield. Biggers running in on the foul line and into foul ground, and the third baseman makes the catch. And there's 2 outs. So a tie ball game. Justin Farmer, the batter, in the bottom of the fourth inning. Acuna's home run was down the right field side, even more towards the foul pole than Ditter's, but they were to a similar spot. 340 down the line. And like Zach was saying, the closer you are to the foul pole, the better chance you got, just because of the shortness of that porch. Not that it is short. First pitch is outside to Farmer, and it's 1-0. So Ray Patrick Ditter home ring, a pair of solo home runs for each of these teams. 1-1 the score, 1-1. A 1-0 pitch, a check swing bouncer foul, came up and in on Farmer and made contact with his bat, so it's strike one on the right-hand hitter. He's 0-1 today, playing center field this evening for San Antonio. 1-1 the count, the pitch, swung on and missed. A good-looking breaking ball from Nick Krauth. Curveball drops underneath the swinging Justin Farmer. And he gets 2 strikes on Justin. Frisco comes to the plate next inning. Trevor Hover will lead off. The 1-2 pitch, a hard hit fly to center field. Evan Carter turns, running, still going to the warning track, reaches up on the run, makes the grab, and then presses up against the fence a few steps afterwards. The inning is over. That one may have been harder hit than the home run, but just one dinger this inning for San Antonio. They tie up the score on Ditter's blast. It's 1-1 through 4 innings. Zach Bigley returns on the call when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions meeting up for the fourth time in this six-game series. Trevor Hover leads it off, and then it's Scott Capers and Liam Hicks tied at one in the top of the fifth with 6, 7, and 8 due up. Hover singled to left field in the second. Jackson Wolf winds in the first pitch. Misses low and away, and it's 1-0. That single extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Wolf looks over the top of his glove. The 1-0. Upper edge inside corner, a strike, and it's now 1-1 on Hover. We've seen a lot of improvement over the course of the season from Trevor, and this 11-game hitting streak kind of the culmination of that, the pitch. He swings, lines it up the middle, right to the second baseman, Pichardo, who makes the catch head high. One away. Scott Capers bats. During this hitting streak, Hover has increased his batting average from 218 to 244. And it just keeps going up here with this performance, 1-for-2 so far today. First pitch to Capers. Fastball on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. We talk a lot about this ballpark being very pitcher-friendly, and it is, but not too often you get a perfect example. We did with Scott Capers earlier in this series. The 0-1 pitch. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. Capers hit a fly ball to the warning track in left field in game two. It's caught right at the wall. And at home, that's probably a home run. That's what we were saying. Well, we talked to Scott earlier today, and he echoed that. The 0-2. High and inside, and it's 1-2. Nick Tanelu also flew out to the warning track in left field on a ball that was hit 105 miles an hour off the bat. And it did not get to the wall. The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat. This one popped up on the infield, actually. Ditter, the shortstop's in, onto the grass, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Liam Hicks to the plate. A run on two hits and no errors for both teams. Hicks struck out in the first. 0-for-3 with a walk and his only other appearance in the series. The pitch dips low and it's 1-0. That was game two. Capers is catching in back-to-back games and Hicks is DHing in this game. Wolf climbs over the top of the rubber and back onto the hill. And the 1-0. Inside, he hit him. Got him on the right arm. A hit by pitch with two outs puts a runner aboard. And it ends a string of six straight retired by Wolf. Jax Biggers to the dish. Tied at one. Biggers flying out to center field in the third. Wolf ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Ground ball foul, first base side. 0-1 on the Riders third baseman. Wolf with 63 pitches as he throws in the fifth inning. It's been a good pitcher's duel between these two arms of Nick Grauth and Jackson Wolf so far today. Left-hander readies. Looks over towards first base and the pitch home. Breaking ball popped skyward, left side, foul ground. Third baseman Fernandez coming in. It's the catcher De La Cruz who calls it, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. No runs for the Rough Riders on no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Home half of the fifth inning coming up next. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll our way into the home half of the fifth inning. It's the Rough Riders 1 and the Missions 1. And game 4 of this 6-game series coming up on July 4th weekend. Happy you're spending it with us. I guess we are in July 4th weekend. It's Saturday. Wind back in the first pitch home. To Perez is on the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1 on Jake Perez, the 8-hole hitter to lead things off. Kervin Pichardo to follow, and then Michael De La Cruz in the top of the order. The 0-1 slides inside, and it's 1-1. The Rangers in action against the Astros earlier today in Game 2 of that weekend series. 1-1. Chopper, third base side and foul, and it's 1-2 on Perez. Rangers exercising their demons from a night ago, getting a victory over the Astros 5-2. A great start from Nathan Eovaldi. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. And Nick Krauth picks up his third strikeout. One out of the fifth inning for Kirby Pichardo. They had the Peagle working today. The City Connect uniforms with the Peagle logo. And Eovaldi's 7 shutout innings. The pitch inside, he hit it with a curveball. So Pichardo plunked on the backside. Just a curveball that slipped out of his hand, and Krauth hits his second batter today. Back up to the top of the card for Michael De La Cruz. Third time through for the Missions. Tied at 1, bottom half of the fifth. Eovaldi, 5 strikeouts over his 7 innings, 2 hits. There was a lot of talk made about his fastball velocity and how it had gone down. Well, his fastball velocity was back up in this start, so really good to see. Scott Capers goes out and chats with his pitcher, Nick Grauth. Everyone outside of Ezekiel Duran got a hit in the Rangers' order. Duran came in red hot, so great to see for everyone to chip in up and down the order, including three hits from Jonah Heim and Marcus Simeon. This offense is so deep in Texas. 50th win for the Rangers on the season. They'll take on the Astros tomorrow in the third game of the four-game series. Andrew Heaney will get the start for the Rangers against Sean Dubin for the Astros. We're ready to go, and the first pitch to De La Cruz is inside. One ball, no strikes. De La Cruz robbed on a brilliant play from Thomas Sejacy in the third inning. The Rough Riders' second baseman made a diving stop to the backhanded side. Got up to his backside and threw him out. The pitch is rifled foul right side. And it's one ball and one strike on De La Cruz. We mentioned is making his 470th appearance in a minor league baseball game tonight, going all the way back to 2013. And time is called. He steps out. It's his first start in the leadoff spot of the order, but it's his second game ever played in the leadoff spot. First time was a pinch hit roll. The 1-1. Hit foul again down the right side. And it's one ball and two strikes. That was on August 20th of 2016. Just another little fun fact. Evan Carter, who's in center field, was in middle school when that happened. Just about to start high school. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. It's drilled to right center field. Strom back, just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Pichardo retreats to first base. De La Cruz out to right field. Two outs, and Cole Cummings stands in.
How are you on August 20th, 2016?
I was probably in the West Coast League in Walla Walla, Washington.
Okay.
With the Walla Walla Suites.
Season's over by August 20th.
Is it?
West Coast League, yeah.
Well, I was probably back in Eugene.
Okay. I know the West Coast League.
The pitch. Ground ball foul. Cummings behind 0-1. Two outs, 1-1 our score. Bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, better than I do. We were there last year.
Yeah. It's a good league.
It is.
The WCL.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of good
few
stops
players
there.
On this team who played in the WCL.
The pitch is hit up the middle into center. That drops in for a base hit. Pichardo around second on his way to third. Carter up throwing the throw. Not inside. Man, looked like a perfect throw. Biggers laid the tag down on Pichardo, diving headfirst into third base. But the home plate umpire, Ray Patchen, came over in the rotation. He signaled safe. So runners at the corners. And two outs for Juan Fernandez. Not the guy you want to see in this situation. A great throw by Evan Carter. One hop strike right to third. Tied at one, bottom half of the fifth. Fernandez 0 for 2 today, but he came in 7 for 12 in the series. And the pitch. Swing and a miss and a slider away. And it's 0-1, and really the only trouble that Crowth has faced so far in the game. It's the first time that the Missions have had two base runners in the same inning. Pull side shift on the infield, right-handed batter, the 0-1. Eyeing off the outside corner with a cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. Wind softly blowing into the pull side for Fernandez from left field. He has two home runs on the season, both in Amarillo. Stretch in the 1-1. Fouled away right side. It's 1-2 now. Crowth working on three strikeouts. Rough Riders get some action going in their bullpen down the right field line. It's Theo McDowell who has started throwing. Rough Riders trying to get out of this jam with Crown. He stretches in the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller foul towards the Mission's dugout left side. Still one ball, two strikes on the third baseman. He's one to foul off a lot of pitches in that bat. Pick up a lot of hits off balance as well, poking it all over the yard. Stretch, the 1-2. Slider away. Two balls and two strikes on Fernandez. Crowth Routh has thrown 80 pitches. He stretches and brings in the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. And trying to get through Fernandez. Pedro Castellanos is on deck. He's 0-10 in the series. You can look at that as either he's struggled or he's due. Throw goes over to first, and it gets away from Tanelu down the right side. That brings in Pichardo for the go-ahead run. Cummings around second all the way to third, and he stops right there. A throwing error on the pitcher. Nick Routh on a pickoff attempt. Gets by Tanelu down the right field side. Into the Rough Riders bullpen in foul territory. Pichardo comes in to score on the air from third base. And Cummings goes first to third, so a runner at third and two outs still on the E1. And it's still 2-2 on Fernandez. Routh rocks home. Swing and a foul back in a caper's glove for strike three. And he gets out of it, but the throwing error allows a run. And it's the Missions 2 and the Rough Riders 1 to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions meeting for game four of this six-game series. And we're into the top of the sixth. It's 2-1, San Antonio with the top of the order due up for Frisco. Thomas Sajacy starts it against Jackson Wolf, who has his sign, and the left-hander winds back and offers home. So J.C. takes away, one ball, no strikes. Thomas Sajacy, Luis Angel Acuna, Evan Carter. Not only the top three in the order, but three top 30 prospects in the Rangers system. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Sajacy entered today hitting 304. All three of these three guys in the top of the order for the Rough Riders. The pick, outside, three balls, no strikes. They're all hitting 300 or better. And they're all in the top 10 in the Texas League in batting average. Carter at 6, Sajacy at 7, Acuna at 8. The 3-0. Outside for ball 4, and for the second consecutive trip, Sajacy walks on 4 pitches. It leads things off in the 6th inning for Acuna, who homered back in the 1st inning, his 6th long ball of the year. And Acuna's long balls now tie for Evan Carter, or with Evan Carter, I should say, for a third place tie on the team. Trevor Hover also has 6. The pitch. Outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-1 Missions, top of the 6th inning. Acuna's blast was to the opposite field down the right field line. So JC leads from first. And Wolf kicks it home. Acuna fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. A team-high 19 doubles for Acuna as well. He has a lower OPS than both Carter and Sajacy. He was at 801 coming into today, with Carter's being 76 points higher and Sajacy's being 54 points higher. The 0-2. Ground ball foul towards the Riders dugout right side. It's still 0-2. With the caveat that Carter has only played in his 50th game, including today, because of time on the injured list. Acuna missed a few games as well. So JC has only missed two games all season. He's been an everyday guy for the most part. The 0-2. Breaking ball outside. Just missing. One ball, two strikes. So JC playing in his 71st game. I should say he's only missed one game. This is the 72nd game for the Rough Riders this year. Ball got loose out of the stands down the right field line, and Jake Perez had to go grab it. One ball, two strikes. Wolf delivers a throw to first, and so JC's back in on his feet. Acuna hit the ball hard in the third as well, bouncing out to first base. Stands back in from the right side. Pinwheels the bat once, twice out to the hill. Wolf, left-handed batter, comes set from a closed-off position. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul off the end of the bat back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. These top three in the order, though, have been the guys for the Rough Riders all season long. So JC, even though he's leading off in today's game, is fourth in the league in RBIs with 54. Wolf Rennie's in the 1-2. Lashed foul right side. Still one ball and two strikes. Nice play by a fan down the right field line. The Rough Riders, kind of hard to believe where they'd be without these three at the top of the order. The 1-2. Breaking ball away. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. It's a two-ball, two-strike count to Acuna. So JC leads from first. And another throw over, so JC's back in. These three have accounted for almost half of the Rough Riders' RBIs as a total team this year. The pitch. Strike three call to the knees in the inside corner. Acuna down looking, one away. And Evan Carter, the batter. The three combined have accounted for 43% of the Rough Riders' RBIs this year. And they're looking to produce more here in the sixth inning. 2-1 missions. Time called. Ball got loose out of the berm down the left field line. Castellanos picked it up and just tossed it way over the fans who are waiting for the baseball, right over the other side of the LED board in front of the berm down the left field line. He walks back to his position. Left on left. So JC leads from first with one down in the sixth. And Wolf kicks home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outer edge. 0-1. Evan Carter with multiple hits in five consecutive games. In the eight games since coming off the injured list last Wednesday, Carter is hitting .484. A couple homers and 11 RBIs. The pitch. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it to shallow right field. It drops in for a base hit. So JC up to second base, he stops right there. And at the same time that the ball was going into right field, a ball got thrown into the field of play from the stands right down the right side in front of Jake Perez. Man, what is going on? That's three balls in this inning that have come out of the stands. The second one from the left field side, or from the right field side, I should say. Kellen Strom stands in now from the right side, and there are two aboard for the Rough Riders with one out. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Strom 0 for 2 today with a couple ground outs. Now baseball is coming from all over the place. They play Strom the opposite way in the outfield. Wolf the 1-0. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. You're going to have to pitch to Strom here. He's going to make you one of the better eyes you'll find on the team. Nick Tanelu stands on deck for the Rough Riders. Wolf ready from the stretch, and he fires in the 2-0. Fly ball foul right side. 2-1. Good opportunity for the Rough Riders to answer here in the sixth inning after the Missions took the lead in the bottom half of the fifth inning on a Nick Krauth throwing error. Krauth will more than likely be done after this inning with McDowell continuing to loosen and the bullpen down the right side. 2-1 on Strom. Wolf kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Edwin Bencomo is starting to loosen in the Missions bullpen down the left field line. We'll see if this might be close to it for Jackson Wolf. He stretches and fires in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike three. Kellen Strom's struggles with runners in scoring position continue this year. He's hitting under 150 with runners in scoring position on the season. Nick Tanelu brings his bat to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today, 1 for 9 in the series. Riders trailing 2-1, top of the sixth inning. Runners at first and second. The pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tanelu back in from the right side. The left-hander flicks it home. Breaking ball, top of the zone, outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Tanelu has been clutch all season long for the Rough Riders. He hasn't had the best series here in San Antonio. Still a guy you like having up at the plate in this situation. Good speed on the base pass with Sajacy at second and Carter at first. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, low of the zone. It's two balls and one strike. Tanelu steps out, takes a deep breath, climbs back in. A nearly full moon in center field awaits on the sun going down. Wolf stretches. The 2-1. Outside edge, a strike in the knees, and it's 2-2. Tanelu frustratedly kicks it some dirt behind home. Calls time and steps out. Looks down at Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager. Gets his sign, stands back in. Slightly open stance. Windmilling the bat out towards the hill. Twice. Now he's ready to go, locking it over his right shoulder. Wolf ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, the Rough Riders get two aboard in the sixth inning. Can't push any across. Wolf strikes out the side. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base. Bottom half of the sixth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders trailing the Missions 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Theo McDowell who takes over for the Rough Riders. McDowell delivers home to Pedro Castellanos. Fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders trailing 2-1 to the San Antonio Missions on this Saturday night. McDowell back into his wind and he fires. There's a fly ball to left center field and shallow. Evan Carter started in, now steps back. He's right where he was where he started, and he makes the grab. Castellanos retired for the first down. Here's Ray Patrick Ditter. Ditter homered his last time up in the fourth inning. Crowd's line is finalized for the Rough Riders. McDowell back into his windup in the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Crowth went five innings, allowing just one earned run, two runs overall on three hits. The pitch, outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. Struck out four and walked one. So all in all, a good start for Nick Crowth. The pitch, chopper foul left side. 0-2 still. Couldn't get the run support that he needed. He is in line for the defeat tonight. 0-2 pitch. Ditter swings and misses for strike three. Theo McDowell with a strikeout. There are two away in the sixth inning for Brandon Valenzuela. Valenzuela bats on the left side of the plate. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Missions. The Rough Riders with one run on three hits and one error. Wine in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went to the attic with the strike, or with the fastball, I should say, and got a strike with it. 0-1 on Valenzuela, who's 0-1 with a walk. The pitch home is high. Didn't get the swing this time, and it's one ball and one strike. Hard to believe we're at July 1st already. McDowell winds the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low, and it's 1-2. Really excited to go home and see the packed house that it's going to be for July 4th coming up on Tuesday. We'll have a double fireworks show. We'll have a pregame concert as well. Stars and Stripes Night presented by Rhythm Energy. It's going to be great. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Theo McDowell with two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven next from the Wolf. And when we come back, it's Josh Warden on the play-by-play. 2-1. Missions leading on the Riders Baseball Network. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the former Frisco Rough Rider Justin Foscue welcomes us into the seventh inning from San Antonio, Texas. It's Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, and Liam Hicks to face Edwin Bencomo, just added to the Mission's roster today. And with a 2-1 lead for San Antonio, his first pitch is swung on and hit hard to right field. Perez running back. The right fielder gives up on it. It hits the base of the wall. Hover around first. The throw in from right field is not in time. Trevor Hover slashes the first pitch he sees off the base of the fence for a leadoff double. Hover's second hit of the day, his 10th double of this season. And he's already up to an 11-game hit streak, and he's now 6 for 13 on the series in San Antonio. Welcome to Double-A Edwin Bencomo, whose first pitch since being activated coming back to Double-A this season, but was with Fort Wayne and San Antonio this year. And now is Scott Capers at the plate, tying run in scoring position. The first pitch, Capers bunting. He did make an attempt on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. Didn't make contact. And strike one on Scott Capers. So through six innings, the Rough Riders with one run on three hits. Now four hits with Hover's double. One error in the Missions with two runs on three hits and no errors. The 0-1 offering to Scott Capers from Bencomo is a breaking ball high. And it's 1-1. Scott Capers 0-for-2 today with a flyout and a pop-out. Looking for his 22nd RBI or just to advance Hover to third. He wasn't bunting that time. Now the third pitch of the at-bat with a 1-1 count. It swung on and hit high and deep to left field. Castellanos running over near the chalk in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. Hover stays put at second. And it's an unproductive flyout for Scott Capers, who got under it a bit and hit it pretty well to left field, but just shy of the track at the shortest part of this ballpark, 310 feet down the line. And so one away for the Rough Riders in the seventh inning. Liam Hicks is up next. San Antonio 2, Frisco 1. The Rough Riders trying to tie this series up at 2 wins apiece, or the Missions could pull ahead 3-1 if they stay ahead here tonight. Pitch back to Hicks is fouled away over the left side. The sun just setting behind us here at 8:38 p.m. A full moon 2 days from now, so it's basically full tonight here in San Antonio. As we reach dusk at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. 0-1 the count to the left-hand hitting Hicks. The righty Bencomo deals. He swings and lifts it to center field. Farmer running back, the center fielder on his horse. He tracks it down in the alley, and Hover has to stay at second. He was about a third of the way off of second base in case that one was not caught. But Farmer tracks it down, and now there's two outs in the inning, and Hover has not gotten past second base ever since his leadoff double. So Jax Biggers is up next. Top of the seventh inning, Frisco down 2-1.
I think if he had to do it again, he'd want to go back and tag on that one and move to third, because even if he's standing at second base and that ball lands, it's not going to take a very true hop where it was, the warning track. He's probably scoring in that anyway.
So Hover still at second base, taking a decent-sized lead. First pitch to Biggers is swung on and missed, late on a fastball. 0-for-2 today. Biggers, a 210 average. Spring training roommates with Justin Foscue. You heard his voice at the top of this inning. Welcome you back. Jack Spiggers, teammates with Foscue last year, returning to the Rough Riders looking for a big RBI. The 0-1 pitch swings and slashes it foul behind home. And now 2 outs, 2 strikes. Looking for the tying run in the 7th inning. And the Rough Riders hoping not to spoil a leadoff double. Just the 2nd extra base hit today for Frisco. The only other run scored on a solo home run by Luis Angel Acuna back in the 1st inning. And the Rough Riders have not scored since then. Now in the 7th. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on late, strike 3. The inning is over. A leadoff double for Trevor Hover. He never moves past 2nd base. Edwin Bencomo goes 1-2-3 after Hover's extra base hit. 2-1 San Antonio, time to stretch at the Wolf, bottom of the 7th after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the 7th inning in San Antonio. Danny Duffy is into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's the replacement of Theo McDowell, who went 1-2-3 last inning. It is the first bullpen arm for the Rough Riders, and now Danny Duffy with his Rough Riders team trailing 2-1. His first pitch to Justin Farmer is a check swing, and he did go around. Strike one to begin the bottom of the 7th inning. San Antonio scoring in back-to-back innings. 1 run in the 4th, 1 more in the 5th to tie and then take the lead, respectively. Duffy's 0-1 offering is swung on, bounced up the 3rd baseline, foul just to the left of the bag. Would have been extra bases for Justin Farmer, but it was an inch or two wide of the 3rd base pillow. And strike 2 on Justin Farmer. Well, Danny Duffy is making his 9th appearance ever since joining the Rough Riders a month ago. Just 11 innings and 5 earned runs, an ERA just below 4 for Danny Duffy. Nothing in 2 to Justin Farmer, a lefty-righty matchup between Duffy and Farmer. The southpaw deals and a pitch high. 1-2 to Farmer, who's 1-for-9 now, just playing his 3rd game at the AA level this season. Very inexperienced bottom part of the order for San Antonio. Farmer batting 7th. The 1-2 pitch, it is on the outside edge, strike 3 taken. Farmer shakes his head, but he heads back to the dugout. A leadoff punch out for Danny Duffy. 3 straight strikeouts for Frisco pitchers after Theo McDowell punched down 2 of the 3 he faced. Jake Perez is next with 1 out, nobody on. In the bottom of the 7th. 6-hole hitter Valenzuela playing just his 4th game, and Farmer playing his 3rd game, Perez his 6th. Perez takes off the inside ball 1, and Kervin Pichardo playing his 10th game of the mission. So 4 guys in a row at the bottom of the order who have logged 10 games or fewer on the season with San Antonio. A lot of roster turnover towards the midway point. 1-0 pitch, same spot and same result, just inside, and it's 2-0 to Jake Perez. He's also 0-for-2 today. fact, none of those guys that I just mentioned at the bottom of the order have collected a hit today. The 2-0 offering to Jake Perez is swung on and missed. Chased a pitch that was again towards the inside corner. And that one for strike one. Now Perez has shown a lot of talent through the minor leagues and even back in the Dominican Summer League in 2021, hitting .348 in the DR. The 2-1 pitch, Perez watches it this time, and strike two, hitting the inside edge. Perez himself is from Costa Rica and played in the Dominican Summer League. This is just his second year stateside and in the Padres organization. The 2-2 pitch, Perez takes inside, 3-2. Danny Duffy has worked that inside corner. All five of his pitches this at-bat have been either on the inside edge or just off it for a ball. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The bases are clear. Here comes the payoff. It is on the outside. Ball four just away. And Perez works a walk with one away. Kervin Pichardo is next with San Antonio holding a 2-1 advantage over the visiting Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pichardo with six RBIs yesterday. Mentioned that. Didn't say that they were all with two outs. It was a very clutch ball game on both sides, San Antonio and Frisco yesterday, including six two-out RBIs for Pichardo. First pitch to him here is popped up behind home. And a foul ball out of play. Now, Evan Carter, who had all of Frisco's RBIs, three of them yesterday, those are all with two outs. In fact, of the 13 runs scored yesterday evening, 11 out of the 13 were scored with two outs in their respective innings. Here in this ballgame, San Antonio leads in a pitcher's duel, 2-1. Here's the offering. Curveball hits the outside edge. Strike two on Pichardo. Nothing and two. Frisco had a one-out home run back in the first inning. Luis Angel Acuña put the Rough Riders ahead, but they have not scored the next six innings, giving up a lead in the meantime. The two-strike pitch is outside a bit low, and 1-2. Kervin Pichardo. Runner at first for the Missions with one out in the seventh inning. Here in the first day of July. It is the fourth game since the midway point here in 2023. Frisco is 1-2. Pichardo calls for time and steps out. 1-2 the count with Jake Perez, the runner at first after his walk. Takes a very short leadoff being held on by Nick Tanaloo. Here's the 1-2. A fastball hit towards left, and that's down for a base hit. Evan Carter cuts it off. Perez holds it second. It's a single for Kervin Pichardo, his first hit of the day. And the Missions put two runners aboard with one out in the seventh inning. Top of the order now, Michael De La Cruz is next. 2-1 San Antonio. De La Cruz, who has yet to get a hit here in the leadoff role, steps in with two runners aboard. It was on this date back in 1951. Bob Feller collected his third no-hitter of his career, pitching for Cleveland against Detroit. A storied career for Bob Feller, third no-hitter towards the end of his career in 51 on this day, July 1st, 72 years ago. First pitch from Danny Duffy to De La Cruz is popped behind home and foul. Feller's no-hitter wasn't even a shutout. Allowed a guy to reach on an error, then a stolen base, then an error on a pickoff, and then a sacrifice fly. So he allowed a run. Luckily for him, his Cleveland offense spotted him two runs of support, so they end up winning the game 2-1. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. De La Cruz whiffing. And quickly, nothing and two from Danny Duffy on Michael De La Cruz. He had Pichardo 0-2, but ended up allowing a single to Kervin, who's now at first base. Jake Perez at second. The 0-2 pitch is high and away. One ball and two strikes from Danny Duffy in a bit of trouble after striking out the first man he saw, but then a walk and a single. Trying to pick up for Nick Krauth, who had a pretty darn good start today, but is technically on the hook for the loss this evening, giving up the go-ahead run back in the fifth. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit high into shallow left field. Trevor Hover jogging in. It'll be the infield to make the play. Acuna and Biggers make the catch. Shoulder to shoulder just about. The third baseman and shortstop communicate, and Biggers ends up making the play. A pop out to the third baseman. And there's two outs. First and second for the Missions. Cole Cummings, the batter. San Antonio leads 2-1. And the bottom of the seventh inning. Cummings, the UC Santa Barbara product at the plate. A mound visit now for Duffy. Sajacy and Capers coming to chat with Danny Duffy. Oh, Bob Feller led the American League in wins 3 years before World War II. Did it three times after World War II. And also missed 4 years because of World War II, serving during that time. And came back and picked up where he left off.
One of the greatest pitchers of all time for a reason. Yeah. One of the greatest Americans of all time.
Ooh, I like that. Very patriotic, just shy of 4th of July. Well, Danny Duffy ready to go to Cole Cummings. His first pitch is inside. And 1-0 to Cummings. And he won a World Series in 1948. So it's a good little cherry on top for Bob Feller. Danny Duffy, who himself has had a lengthy MLB career, now with the Rough Riders. In the Texas League, his 1-0 offering to Cummings is swung on and lifted to center field, not deep. Acuna running back, the shortstop gives way to Hover. The left fielder underneath puts it away. The inning is over. A little trouble for Danny Duffy, but he got out of it. One hit, two left on, no errors, and no score for San Antonio in the seventh inning. We head to the eighth. 2-1 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A gorgeous day for baseball here in San Antonio at dusk at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Top of the order coming up for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning, trailing by 1 run. 2-1 is the mark with the Missions in front. Thomas Ajayi will lead off, followed by Luis Angel Acuna and Evan Carter. Carlos Cardoza, the manager, is having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Ray Patchen, as if he's making a change, but there seems to be no switch in terms of the first couple batters in this inning. Acuna is in the on-deck circle, and Sajacy in the batter's box. So they're ready to go against Edwin Bencomo, his second inning out of the bullpen. A scoreless seventh inning for the right-hander. He comes home to Sajacy, who watches it inside, and ball one. Frisco scoring a run in the first. Nothing since, trying to tie this series through 4 games if they can win tonight. The 1-0 offering to Thomas is swung on, fouled right back into the netting. 1-1 for a Frisco team that has a rare back-to-back loss in San Antonio. They played so well on this ballpark. Still have a winning record here at the Wolf this season despite losing the last two. They're 5-4 in San Antonio. 1-1 to the right-hand hitting Sajacy. The pitch swung on and rifled to left field, coming over Castellanos, plays it on a bounce, base hit. Thomas Sajacy singles to left field. He starts a new hit streak, and he leads off the eighth inning with a single. Having just snapped a 15-gamer earlier this series. And has walked twice today, but had not collected a base hit. He was technically just 1-for-12 this series, but has looked a lot better, made some good defensive plays, and has also walked twice today, but now a single. To lead off the eighth, he is the tying run. Acuna to the plate. And the initial pitch of the AB is swung on and hit foul over the first base side behind home. And it's 0-1 to Luis Angel Acuna. So JC is not a huge base stealer. He's 6-for-7, has capabilities, but doesn't try all that often. Having played just about 70 games now this season, so he tries about once every 10 games. The 0-1 offering to Acuna, he watches inside ball one, it's 1-1. As a club, the Rough Riders collected their 100th steal of the season earlier this week. Second team in the Texas League to get to the century mark. Some good base runners on this club here at Frisco, including Acuna, the league leader in steals. The 1-1 to Acuna is swung on and hit foul again over the first base side. It's 1-2. Now, if I ask you the trivia question, who got the 100th steal for Frisco? It's a bit of a trick question because it was a double steal. So which one got the 99th and which one got the 100th?
If it's Trevor Hover, I'm out. Is it Trevor Hover?
Well, I mean that's a good question. Here's the 1-2, actually a throwback, and so JC returns. There were a couple double steals this series. It was the Acuna-Carter double steal.
Okay.
So do you technically give the 99th to the guy stealing third? I mean, it's simultaneous, really. So I don't know how you would determine which one was first. In the box scores, they both get a steal. 1-2 pitch to Acuna is swung on. A bouncer up the third baseline. Fernandez fields, throws to second for the out. No chance for the double play. It's a fielder's choice, and Acuna swaps places with Sajasi at first base. One out, one on, and Evan Carter the batter.
Is there a physical award for this that you prepared?
I have a plaque. I just don't know who to give it to.
Okay.
Or who to engrave the name for.
I'm sure on the mantle of Acuna and Carter, there is nothing that is more valuable than the 100th steal of the season for the 2023 Frisco Rough Riders.
Yeah, that's the one they were hoping for. I mean, that's why they both were running. It's like, we have 98. Actually, that doesn't make sense. They would wait for the other one. Well, they both said, let's get it together, the 100th. Actually, it might have been the 100 and 101st. I forget now. Either way, they crossed the century mark.
If you have a plaque, Josh, you got to know.
I just made it on a whim. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just a plaque maker out here. Antoine Kelly loosening in the bullpen for Frisco. A mound visit with Edwin Bencomo discussing matters with his teammates on the mound.
Well, if you're a plaque maker, good thing Evan Carter's up at the plate because he wanted to be a dentist.
That's true. A different sort of plaque, but yeah, I like the little double entendre you're going for there. Very good.
So he'll be here all night.
He doesn't like plaques, then. Don't give one to him. With one out and one on for the Rough Riders, trailing by a run. The first pinch finds the zone for strike one and a breaking ball. Top of the eighth inning, Evan Carter, who planned to be an endodontist when he was scheduled to go to Duke to be a student, but late in his high school career, realized, hey, I'm pretty good at this baseball thing. A throw back to first, Acuna returns to the bag. Carter, who has upped his draft stock and his prospect stock to now being the number one ranked prospect in the Rangers organization. 11th in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I guess dentistry wasn't necessary. The 0-1 pitch to Evan Carter. Runner goes. A swing and a foul ball behind home. Acuna dives in head first to second, but all for naught. And he'll jog back to first. Not to say dentistry isn't an honorable profession. Some could say it's even more so than baseball. But Carter had his choice of the two and decided being picked in the second round was worth trying out. Playing baseball in his career. 0-2 the count in the top of the eighth. One out. And Acuna the tying run at first base. Bencomo from the stretch. And the righty deals. It is outside. One ball and two strikes to Evan Carter. He does have one hit today. If he gets another, he'll extend his streak. Five straight games with multiple hits. 1-for-3 tonight, being robbed by the left fielder Castellanos on a sliding catch earlier this evening. 1-2 fire from Bencomo is swung on and missed, and Carter strikes out swinging. Two down in the inning. It's up to Kellen Strong. A A big moment for Kellen, who has not been able to play this series, who is trying to make the most of this first game in San Antonio has been able to appear in. Last appeared in a game Sunday against Springfield when he had a couple RBIs in the finale, winning the game against the Cardinals. But Frisco had a three-game win streak to conclude that week in Frisco. Now Strom steps in. His first pitch, Acuna goes, a pitch out. The throw to second is still not in time. How about that? Luis Angel Acuna beats the pitch out and swipes his 33rd base this season. You just can't catch him. My goodness.
That speed right there. Everyone knew he was going, and he still stole it.
And he threw up high, and De La Cruz was able to come out of his crouch and made a fairly accurate throw. It wasn't perfect. It was a little bit high to the left of the bag, but a decent throw. The 1-0 to Strom is swung on, fouled back, and clipped De La Cruz, who jogs up the first baseline, having taken that foul ball off the leg, it seems. Runner at second now for the Rough Riders with two down, down by a run in the eighth inning.
I'm not even sure if a good throw would have gotten
it.
It was that good of a jump.
A great jump. Acuna head first with some velocity into second base. 1-1 the count to Kellen Strom. He had to sit and watch his team lose the last couple of games. He's always a guy who really picks up his teammates. He really wants to win. He's in it to win ball games, and it shows. His batting average in games following a loss is significantly higher, over 40 points higher than after wins. The 1-1 pitch to Strom is just on the outside, 1-2 the count. And all three of his home runs this season have been in games following a loss. He just doesn't like losing, and he could provide the game-tying RBI here in the eighth inning. But he has two outs and two strikes. Como rips home. It's low and away. Ball two. A good stop from De La Cruz in the dirt. The catcher holds it. Acuna just waiting to sprint around from second base and score. The outfield playing straight up. The infield, for the most part, in their normal positioning. The second baseman, Pichardo, a little bit closer to second base, keeping Acuna in the vicinity of the bag. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Here's the pitch to Strom. He swings a high bouncer to third. Fernandez backs up. He fields, throws to first just in time. The inning is over. Frisco gets a man in scoring position, but strands the tying run at second. And they're down to their final three outs. And it looks like Antoine Kelly will come in the bottom of the eighth inning to make sure the deficit stays at 2-1. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Antoine Kelly's finished with his warm-up pitches, and he's ready to go in the bottom of the eighth inning. The southpaw making his 23rd appearance out of the Frisco bullpen this season. And with Frisco trailing 2-1 in the eighth inning, Juan Fernandez comes up, home half of the eighth. And San Antonio up 2-1, trying to extend that advantage. Kelly with a 3.46 ERA, his first pitch of the eighth inning. A slider that just misses the outside corner and ball one. For Hernandez, the first man he faces, 0-3 today. He was at the plate to conclude the fifth inning when the Missions took the lead. A 1-0 pitch from Antoine Kelly. Darts across the zone and evens the count 1-1. Hernandez had the go-ahead RBI opportunity in the fifth. He had a man at third base tie score in the fifth inning. He did not get the RBI. A 1-1 pitch from Kelly to Hernandez is swung on and missed. 1-2 the count from Kelly. Hernandez did not get the RBI. He struck out to end the inning, but one pitch before he struck out, an errant pickoff throw scored the go-ahead run. Then he punched out and the inning was over. And since then, nobody has scored. So the mark has remained 2-1 San Antonio ever since. One ball, two strikes from Kelly. He deals. Swung on and a foul tip. Strike three. Hernandez is down and Antoine Kelly punches out. The first man he sees is 38th strikeout of the season. It's 38 strikeouts in just 26 innings this year for Antoine Kelly. That's a really good average strikeouts per innings, about 13 per nine innings. Really good numbers for a left-hander out of Maine Township High School in Park Ridge, Illinois. His first offering to Pedro Castellanos is grounded foul on the third base side. Castellanos has now had 50 at-bats against the Frisco Rough Riders this season, and he leads the team with 13 strikeouts in those at-bats and just three hits. 0-1 the count to Castellanos, the right-hand hitter. He swings and flies it to right field. It's foul. It'll get into the seats. And strike two on Castellanos.
At some point, the law of averages has to come back for him, right?
I mean, you think so. He's hitting pretty well against most other teams. A fairly league average batting average, .232. And has 27 home runs in his AA career, this being his third season. Spent a couple of years with Portland and the Red Sox org. He's behind 0-2. Kelly tries to finish him off. Antoine's pitch swung on and hits the netting behind home plate on a foul ball. 0-11 this series. Pedro Castellanos 0-2 against Nick Crouth, and he was the first one to face Theo McDowell. He flew out, and now he faces Antoine Kelly, the first left-handed pitcher he has faced this evening. Castellanos is a right-hand hitter. The two-strike pitch from Antoine Kelly. A backdoor slider swung on, a foul tip, strike three. Antoine Kelly, two straight strikeouts to begin the eighth inning. Nine punchouts today for Frisco pitchers. Including the bullpen, which has accounted for six strikeouts and not even three innings so far. Now the eight putouts they have recorded. Ray Patrick Ditter is next. Two outs, bases empty. San Antonio up 2-1. Initial pitch is just below the knees. And ball one from Antoine Kelly. Ditter had the game-tying home run in the fourth inning, a solo shot to right field. Bottom of the eighth now, with the Missions up 2-1. One ball and no strikes. Antoine Kelly submits the pitch, a breaking ball hit foul behind home. And he gets over the press box and out of the premises here at the Wolf, where we will rematch tomorrow, a different start time. Tomorrow evening, you've been used to the 7:05 starts, but tomorrow we get started an hour earlier, as on Monday, 6:05 to conclude the series, last couple of games, and then 7:05 back at home on the 4th of July. No days off for Frisco. A 1-1 pitch with two outs and the bases clear. Swung on, a high fly ball to left field. Hopper running back, he'll get there in time. He stops, makes the catch in front of the track, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for Antoine Kelly. And that gives the Rough Riders a chance, down by one in the top of the ninth inning. 2-1 San Antonio. Zach Bigley will tell you about it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Top of the ninth inning in San Antonio, Texas. The Rough Riders trailing the Missions 2-1, and Kevin Copps comes onto the hill for the San Antonio Missions, the former Golden Spikes Award winner as the best player in college baseball when he played with the Arkansas Razorbacks, the former third-round selection of the Padres back in 2021 out of Houston, Texas. Copps has seen a lot of the Rough Riders over the last few seasons. He's pitching in his third season with San Antonio, each of the last 2 years entirely with the Missions, and he faces Nick Tanelu here in the top of the ninth inning with the Riders trail by one. First pitch is outside, one ball, no strikes. Kevin Copps pitched earlier in this series in game one of the set. Rough Riders scored two runs on him in an inning and two-thirds. The stretch and the pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1, and Tanelu doubled off Copps down the left field line in that eighth inning in game one. That's the only win that the Rough Riders have in this series is game one. This is game four. The 1-1 pitch. Copps misses away, and it's two balls and one strike. On the season, 3-2 with a 3.93 earned run average. 47 strikeouts in 36 and two-thirds innings to 19 walks. Opponents hitting .284 against him. The 2-1. Top of the zone, a strike. Tanny didn't like it, and it's 2-2. Copps looking to turn around what was a tough year, or a tough month, I should say, of June. He had a 4.38 ERA, including allowing multiple runs in his last two outings in the month. The 2-2. Outside corner, strike three call with a cutter. Tanelu down on strikes, and there's one away. Trevor Hover stands in. Two-one, Rough Riders trail the Missions. Hover 2-for-3 today. He has two of the Rough Riders' five hits. Frisco out hitting San Antonio 5-4 in the game. Copps delivers. It's at the top of the zone, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had their opportunities offensively tonight. Stretch in the 0-1. Top of the zone, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Frisco is 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. And over the last three games, when you combine it, just 4-for-25 over the last three with runners in scoring position. That's a 160 batting average in those opportunities. The 0-2 away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Frisco's only run came in the first inning on a solo homer from Luis Angel Acuna. And they haven't put anything together since. Stranded two on the base pass in the seventh. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Frisco. Actually, the sixth inning, beg your pardon. They had two aboard with one out. Strom and Tanelu struck out against Jackson Wolf. The 1-2. Down low, it misses for ball two, and it's two balls and two strikes on Trevor Hover. His double in the ninth inning, or I should say in the seventh, beg your pardon, was to right field off the base of the wall. The 2-2. misses down low off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes on Hauber with Scott Capers on deck. The 3-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Breaking ball down low and inside, and Hauber strikes out. There are two away. Riders' final hope tonight, Scott Capers. Well, Frisco through the first three, or I should say through the first, three games of this series. Rough Riders have scored a league-worst 9 runs during this stretch, and only one on the offensive side tonight. Bats have fallen silent here in San Antonio, and the first pitch to Capers is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Two outs, bases clear. The pitch, outside. One ball and one strike. Missions 2, Rough Riders 1, top of the ninth inning. Copps bends over, looking for his sign. He's got it. The 1-1. Ground ball back to the hill, past the hill to second. Pichardo's got it, throws to first in time. And the Missions take down the Rough Riders 2-1. Frisco now trails the series 3-1 on a night where Frisco out-hit the Missions for the second time in the last 3 games. The Rough Riders cannot pick up the victory, managing just 1 run on 5 hits. A Luis Angel Acuña solo homer, all the offense for Frisco tonight. Final score, it's the Missions 2, the Rough Riders 1. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Not a lot of offense, but plenty of fireworks in San Antonio tonight. Post-game fireworks at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in a game featuring just 3 runs, 2 of them for San Antonio and 1 for Frisco. It was an early run for the Rough Riders, just 1 out in the top of the first inning. And Luis Angel Acuña went yard to put the Rough Riders up 1-0. But they suffered 26 more outs the rest of the way without ever scoring another run and lose 2-1. The Rough Riders stranded a runner at first in the third inning, stranded a runner at first in the fifth inning, stranded runners at first and second in the sixth, stranded a runner at second in the seventh, stranded another runner at second in the eighth. And those were some of the main chances for the Rough Riders the rest of the ballgame. The one that hurts the most probably was the seventh inning. Trevor Hauber doubled in the very first pitch of the inning and then never advanced. A flyout, another flyout, a strikeout, and he was stranded at second base as the tying run. And tough loss today for Nick Krauth, who had one of his best starts of the whole year. Krauth, who had been really good avoiding walks, did that again today. Had walked just one batter, allowed just a couple of hits in this ballgame as well. three hits, to be exact, off the right hand of Nick Krauth. And was charged with just one earned run. That was the tying run. And then an unearned run in the fifth inning. Granted, it was an error on himself. And so whether you want to call that an earned or an unearned run, I mean, it is an unearned run, but it is a little different if that's his own error. But still, on an errant pickoff, it scored the go-ahead run. And then he got the inning-ending strikeout on the very next pitch. And that turned out to be the difference in the ballgame, was a throw a little bit short of first base on a pickoff that scored a runner from third. There was runners in the corners with two outs and two strikes. Tried a pickoff move, threw it up the right field line. That scored the go-ahead run. And nobody scored for the next four innings. And that was the ball game. It was a quick one, just 2 hours and 9 minutes. That is the shortest game for the Frisco Rough Riders this entire season. And on the 71st, make it 72nd game of the year. Well, taking a look around the Texas League action tonight, and since that was a short game, that's the only one done so far. But Wichita leads Northwest Arkansas 6-4. Corpus Christi over Midland 3-1 in the third inning. Pardon me, that Northwest one actually is final. Wichita defeats Northwest Arkansas. They started at 6:05 tonight, so that's why. Corpus Christi leading Midland 3-1. Springfield behind Arkansas in the ninth inning 2-1. And Tulsa over Amarillo 8-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And around the Rangers affiliates and at the big league level, Texas defeats Houston tonight 5-2. The Rangers winning and getting that 50th win of the season. They're 50-33 now on the year. At the end of the first inning in Las Vegas, the Round Rock Express trail 2-0. Hickory tied in the 10th inning with Greensboro 3-3 at the high A level. Down East at the single A level loses 3-2 to Carolina today. And Frisco drops a decision to San Antonio 2-1 at the double A level here in San Antone. We'll do it again tomorrow here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Here 6:05, the start time tomorrow evening for the second to last game of the series. Usually we'd be wrapping things up on a Sunday, but we play through Monday this series. Seth Nordland to get the ball for the Rough Riders, and Bobby Malacky, the starter for San Antonio, with a 1.29 ERA on the season. Hope to have you join us at 5:50 on the pregame show. And 6:05 for the first pitch here from San Antonio for game 5 of the 6-game series. San Antonio ensures a series split, if not better, now leading this series 3-1. Again, final score, the Missions 2, and the Rough Riders 1. Talk to you tomorrow at 6:05 right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Talk to you tomorrow right here from San Antonio.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!